A furious snowstorm is moving away from the northeast. In several towns, as much as a foot of snow fell in less than an hour. Extreme weather events like that are supposed to be rare, but that's changing, according to a report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
Every time there's a drought or a really hot day or even a record snowstorm, somebody asks William Hook of the American Meteorological Society whether global warming is the cause of all this lousy weather. His answer is no, not all of it, but some of it. How else is a global temperature increase supposed to express itself?
The presentation is not 1/10th of a degree per day of warming for 30,000 consecutive days, but a sort of wildly variable change in temperature and moisture and cycles of flood and drought and so on all time scales, in which this slow temperature rise is barely discernible, really, very tough to detect.
That used to be just about as specific as scientists could get on the subject of the links between global warming and extreme weather. But in recent years, they've learned a lot. Michael Oppenheimer, a senior scientist with the Environmental Defense, an environmental watchdog group, says evidence of that can be found in the latest UN study of global warming, which includes a list of specific weather events that are likely to increase.
The highlights are this: very hot days, days of higher maximum temperature, have already started to increase in number, and that increase is very likely to continue in the future. There's been a concomitant increase in the heat index over land areas. That is, the combination of heat and humidity, which measures human discomfort, has increased already and is expected to increase further in the future as global warming builds.
The UN report goes on to predict an increase in both the number of droughts and the number of extremely heavy rainstorms. Thomas Carl, director of the federal government's National Atmospheric Data Center in Asheville, North Carolina, says these findings are based in part on weather records dating back to the turn of the century and also on improved computer models that predict a gradual acceleration of what experts call the hydrological cycle.
What that simply means, that fancy word, is that as it gets warmer, more water is evaporated from the surface in the ocean. It gets into the atmosphere. It comes down faster. It runs off faster. And the whole cycle is sped up.
These precipitation spikes will come in the winter and in the summer. Some may last for hours. Others may last for weeks. Either way, increased flooding will be a problem, says Carl.
An example this past autumn was the flooding in the UK, where they had a tremendous amount of precipitation over a prolonged period of time, and now they're having streams appear where there were dry valleys before, simply because the water table has been elevated because of prolonged rainfall events.
William Hook of the American Meteorological Society says the UN predictions do have some weaknesses. One is that there are some giant holes in the historical record, and another is that computer models are still not completely reliable.
If you had a kind of Michelin guide and you awarded 4 stars to, say, the things that were where there was total scientific agreement and good evidence, and fewer stars for areas that were more controversial, you'd give 4 stars to the fact that greenhouse gases are increasing. You'd give 4 stars to the fact that the average global temperature is increasing. But when you start talking about the connection to extreme events, you'd probably only give 1 star for that kind of science conclusion. These are emerging science conclusions.
Tom Carl of the National Climatic Data Center expects that future studies will determine whether hurricanes in particular are going to become more numerous and more severe. What these studies won't do is reveal whether any particular storm, like the one that just hit the Northeast, is related to climate change.
Sure, you'd expect to see more over time, and every time you have one of these events, you know, it just sort of adds one to the ledger. But, you know, it's actually rather silly to use the word to look at any individual event and try and make any conclusion.
An international effort to complete the so-called Kyoto Climate Change Protocol will resume officially in June. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.